so I can do the very thing I do. Boogie keeps me in my fashion, picks me up when I feel blue. Here's the scoop, get in the loop, blow your worries away. Get real loose and don't refuse, boogie in the woogie to make your day. By the God, make boogie woogie, stick around and I'll show you why. Guarantee your satisfaction when you see my fingers fly.
Cause I got nothing to do. Minimal exercise to help them complicate my life. Gotta stand and face it. Life is so complicated. Lotta hotta hotta. Like a work, cause I can't get no job. Girls, a rising sky, it's such a complicated life. Take it away.
Alright, so we're back. The first song that we heard there was by a local Toronto artist, Tyler Urema, and his Rhythm. Tyler, he plays often in Toronto at the Reservoir Lounge, and he found and has a couple of great albums, and that was his take on Why God Made Boogie Woogie.
He's fantastic.
He's so good. His piano skills are unbelievable. Just, if you're ever in town and he's playing at the Res, just do yourself a service and go watch him. Just his piano work is incredible. The second song, because we were talking previously about the New Orleans and how fantastic New Orleans was, so I decided to play a song, Complicated Life, by the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. And they're one of my favorite bands alive today. And they're really doing a lot to preserve the heritage of jazz. If you go to New Orleans, there's actually a Preservation Hall that you can attend, and there's live shows there all the time. I tried to go this time when I was in New Orleans, but it was shut when I went down. There was something that happened, so there was no show that night.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So I was really sad about that, but that's on my bucket list to go there and check it out. So yeah, they're fantastic.
Excellent. That's excellent. Preservation Hall Jazz Band actually does get quite a bit of play on my show, and that's... I think that's partially because my roommate Adam gave me a Preservation Hall Jazz Band CD a little while ago.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just kind of like, oh yeah, I'm living with a swing dancer, so I guess I gotta give him my one jazz CD that I have and let him rip the music from it.
They're coming to Toronto in 2 weeks.
Really?
December. Yeah, they're playing I think it's at Massey Hall. They've got a concert on.
Oh, fantastic.
So I'm going. It could be fantastic. The hardest part is I'm not sure how much room there's going to be to dance at Massey Hall, but I'm going to try, but it'll be hard just sitting there listening to them without wanting to get up and move about.
Yeah. All right, so have you got more music for us?
Yeah, so we're going to do something a little special to you here. I've got one of my favorite songs is called Jumpin' Jive, and as far as I know, it was first done by Cab Calloway, and he's got a very theatrical version of it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play back-to-back a second version. So first it'll be Cab Calloway, and then we're going to get a very different take on the same song by Lionel Hampton.
Yes. So this is a segment of the show that I've been neglecting of late. Where
the copycat duplicate?
Yeah, yes, they separated at
two
birth.
Two of a kind. Yeah. Birds of a feather.
Separated.
More tortured metaphors. All right, so here is the Jump and Jive by Cab Calloway.
On CKMS 100.3 Sound FM.
Gonna tell you about the jumping jive. Jim, Jim, jump the jumping jive. Cat's gonna beat out the smell of jive. Beat it out on the male side.
sunny shore. Let me dig that jive once more.
Boy.
Right on
down to
the boy. Now can't you hear those happy cats call?
Yeah.
Come on, boys, let's have a ball.
The jim, jim, jump in the jumping jive.
Makes you dig your jive on the Miller side.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
Makes you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
Now don't you be that ickaroo. Get hep.
Come on and follow through.
Then you get your steady foo. You make the joint jump like the gators do.
The jim, jam, jump is the jumping jive.
Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
The jim, jam, jumping jive makes you hep, hep on the Miller side.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
The jimmer, jammer, jumper, hip, the elbow, hip, jive will make you dig, hip, hip, you dive on the Miller side.
Hep, hep. Hep,
the jimmer, jammer, jumper, the jive will make you 9 foot taller when you're 4 foot five.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
Don't you be that ickaroo. Get hep.
Come on and follow through.
Then you get your steady foo. You make us join the jumper like gators do. The jim, jump, jump, like the jump, 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 makes you like your head is on the
jumper.
The jim, jump, 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 makes you hep, hep on the man as I.
Going, 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 da-da.
Now told you about the jumping jive. Jim, jam, jump, the jumping jive. I know you dug this Miller jive. Boom, you dig it on the Miller side.
Now the jim, jam, jump is the jumping jive. Make you get your kicks on the Miller side. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. The jim, jam, jump is the solid jive. Make you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Don't be that ickaroo. Get help and follow through. Get yourself some study fool to make the joint jump like the gators do. The jim, jam, jump is the jumping jive. Make you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Jersey jive. Hip, hip, hip. Hip, hip, hip on the Miller side.
Thank you.
And welcome back to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. What was that that we just heard, Krister?
So yeah, those were the two versions of Jump and Jive. The first one by Cab Calloway, and the second one, very different tempo, very different feeling, by Lionel Hampton.
Excellent. And they were absolutely fantastic, and they are really incredibly different, aren't they? Like this.
Yeah, totally different feel. It's funny, I was just telling Turlock that sometimes at a dance when I'm DJing, I'll play these back-to-back, and they feel so different. Most people don't even notice that it's the same song being repeated, but the people who do get a real kick out of it, because they are so different, and it's such a fun song to dance to. It's no shame in dancing to it twice.
And of course, there's the line about the Hepcats calling. That's just great, because we're the Hepcat Hoppers. So. I'm going to read our announcements now. And announcements, I always get a kind of a self-kick out of doing announcements on the radio show, because it's so drastically different from the way I do them at the Monday night jazz nights. So here they are with the announcements locally. Next week here on the radio show, David Trin will be hosting. And he will have a fantastic show planned for you. The Jazz Room, located in the Hoother Hotel in Uptown Waterloo. Friday, December 2nd, that is tomorrow, the Paul Mitchell Quartet is playing. And on Saturday, December 3rd, the Richard Whiteman Trio is playing. For more information, go to kwjazzroom.com. And Paul Mitchell, of course, plays with us. He plays with Sandy McDonald. And he is absolutely fantastic on the trumpet. The Lank. The Lancaster Jazz Club, Kitchener's home of live Dixieland, ragtime, and early American jazz, Saturday, November 26th, 2011, from 4 to 7 p.m., the Dixie Demons will be playing. For more information, go to lankjazz.com. That is lancjazz.com. Also, in January 2012, the Lank Jazz will have a new concert time going from 2 o'clock p.m. until 5 o'clock p.m., so please keep that in mind in the new year when you are planning on going to the Lank Jazz, which is always a good time. Love the Lank.
The Lank, happiest place on earth, I think. If you haven't checked it out in Kitchener yet, you've done yourself a disservice. And the Dixie Demons, they bring down the house every time. I am so excited. I'm going to be there.
With awesome.
The bells on and my dance shoes and whatever else I have to get in. So.
That's excellent, excellent. This coming Friday, December the 2nd, is the Holiday Swing Dance with Jordan Clapman and the All-Stars, with a Late Night Blues, presented by the University of Waterloo Swing Club and the Hepcat Hoppers. And that is happening again tomorrow from 8 to midnight at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, and then the late night will continue on well past midnight. And that is 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo, and is $12 for general admission, $10 for students. On Wednesday, December 14th, the Hammerhopper Monthly Dance features Alex Pengman and her Alley Cats, and that is happening from 8 until 11 p.m. There will be lessons before it from 8 to 9 p.m., and it is $10 to take the lessons. There is a swing dance party after it from 9 p.m. onwards, and that is $5 to get into. Once again, that is at the London Tap House in Hamilton, Ontario, 31 John Street South. Falology. Are you going to Falology?
I'm not going to. No, I don't have time this year. But I'm very sad. It's a very good event.
Philology. I'm going to Philology. I'm very excited. Philology is January 20th weekend, 2012, and it is a unique event in Canada that emphasizes the multiple roles that follows have in swing dances. And it is in Montreal, but there is a carpool available from Waterloo if you are interested in going. For more information, go to www.follologie.com. Toronto University Exchange, Tux the Fifth, is January 27th weekend, 2012, and there are three nights of swing dancing, featuring dancing, costumes, contests, and performances by Patrick Tevlin and his New Orleans Rhythm, and Up Jumped Swing. Go to utswing.info/tux5, that is ut-swing.info/tux5. There are group discounts available for out-of-town drivers. See the website for more details about that. And lastly, international news, the Albany Lindy and Blues Exchange, flying home December 2nd to the 4th, 2011, features the Gordon Webster Sextet and the Grand Street Stompers, and Josh Failcoff is playing as well at the Albany Lindy and Blues Exchange. For more information, go to albanylindyandblues.com. And once again, that is in Albany, New York. It's all very, very exciting. Lind Exchange is always a good time.
So it's kind of funny. I'm starting to feel old here because I remember the first Toronto University Exchange, Tux. I was part of the club back then, and when I was in the university, and so it's pretty exciting. And this year with Patrick Teppel and Upton Swing, they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They have one of their trombonists, Lindsay, is just a fantastic musician. And in New Orleans, we had this crazy experience where I walked into the very first event, and I'd just seen Up Jump Swing in one of the various incarnations, like the week before. And I walked in, and I was like, wow, the trombonist looks a lot like Lindsay. And she's kind of acting a lot like Lindsay. And I got closer, and I was like, it is Lindsay. What are you doing following me down to New Orleans here? But she goes down every year to volunteer for, I think it's Habitat for Humanity, or a volunteer organization, help build with the reflooding, and she sticks around there and plays music, and is a great person and a great musician.
I think I have seen her before at Dovercourt, I think.
Yes.
And she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, that's really, really great that she's down there doing volunteer work and everything, and it's really awesome. All right, so we're going to get back to the music here on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. Just during the break there, Krister and I were talking about a version of By Mirabis Duchesne by Slim Gaylord, and it's hilarious. I'm going to dedicate this to Ava Balassi, if she's listening, because they call this their Hungarian version of By Mirabis Duchesne. So here it is, By Mirabis Duchesne by Slim Gaylord.
I'm hungry.
Until we heard Slim and Slam play it, we thought everything had been done with By Mirabis Duchesne. Listen to what they call their Hungarian version, strictly from Hungary.
Bambi bistu spaghetti, Bambi bistu bistu, Bambi bistu pork chops with plenty gravy, Bambi bistu mashed potatoes, Bambi bistu scrambled eggs, Bambi bistu toast with french fries too. I could sink a felt of fish, but I'll take some orange stew. Bring me some ice cream pie with those good baked potato pies. I could say spaghetti, I could say beef stew, but bring me some of that good fried lamb.
Look out now, boy.
Sweet potato pie with plenty gravy, plenty gravy on the side. Mashed potatoes with ice cream stew. Veeny, veeny, veeny.
When a snitzel, shishki babu, rano vita mila vila bella.
like your crackers too, crumbled up in chicken stew. When I see your jelly roll, then I lose my self-control. But of all these things, I like you best of all. Yeah. I like pie, I like cake, I like anything you bake. I like your crackers too, crumbled up in chicken stew. When I see your jelly roll, then I lose my self-control. But of all these things, I like you best of all.
Hey, Waterloo, this is Gordon Webster,
Naomi Uyama,
Cassidy Holden,
and you're listening to
CKMS 100.3.
Thanks for the great time.
Keep on swinging.
I wonder if they regret that.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Naomi. Maybe not the most enthusiastic I've heard her. Yeah, no, it was good. I see by your song selection that it's, as we approach midnight, you're starting to get a bit hungry. Midnight snack. Yeah, I love those food songs.
Yeah. Well, Krister, just a moment ago, came up to me and said, "Get out of my head! I was going to play this song." Yeah.
I absolutely love the four clefs and that refrain, of course, because I mean I do like pie and I do like cake and
yeah,
I like all these things and everything that everyone makes. So.
Does your wife make good pie and cake?
She does make very good pie and very good cake.
That's great.
It's
my roommate does too, actually.
Yeah. I remember. So I've got this. Okay, so speaking of cake, I've got this cake that I absolutely love. My mom used to make it for me all the time when I was a kid. And it's this chocolate cake with boiled icing. And it's got sprinkles on top. And I went years without having it. Because I didn't see my parents, like, for a birthday or something. You know, I can't just go home, see them for, like, 2 days and say, "Hey, Mom, bake me a cake." Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So, this past year for my birthday, Jamie, my wife, just gave me like probably the best surprise I could ever have hoped for. She called up my mom and got the instructions and the recipe, and she made this cake for me. And she spent all day making this cake, and I walked in the door, and well, it reminded me of this the movie Ratatouille. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Oh yeah, I love that movie. Yeah.
And there's a scene in Ratatouille where there's this grizzled food critic, and he's insulted that this rat is served him as a dish, ratatouille, like peasant food, right?
Yeah.
And he takes a bite of it, and he's just instantly transported back to when he's a kid, and his mom, and all the good things in his life, and it just like melts his heart, and he just goes to pieces, right? Well, that's the feeling I had. I came in the door, and I didn't even get down the hall. We have a very long hall. I didn't even get down the hall, and I could smell the cake, and I knew what it was, and I was instantly transported to this time early in my life, and I was almost in tears. I came in and I was like, "Where's the cake? I'm so happy for the cake." Jamie's like, "Oh," she's like, "I was hoping you'd be surprised, but the smell gave it away." So yes, I do like pie, I do like cake, and I like anything that my wife makes.
That is very romantic. I have to cut away from the romanticism now and read the radio sponsorships.
As romantic as those are.
Well, the Hefcat Hoppers are a very romantic time because we have our meetings and we also spend a lot of time hugging each other at our meetings, and I guess
you
that's romantic.
I'll say,
yeah.
Say no more.
Yeah. Well, the Hefcat Hoppers, providing Waterloo region. I can't concentrate now.
Love.
Providing Waterloo Region with live jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and swing era performances. Enjoy live jazz every Monday night starting at 8 p.m. at the Button Factory Arts Center, 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, go to hepcathoppers.ca. Shady Nook Farms, raising all natural cattle with care. Your local food source for beef. We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca. And thank you very much to our fantastic sponsors. Let's get back to the music. I guess I'm going to play a little bit of Roy Eldridge. Because I love Roy Eldridge, And Sky and Frida do this.
Jump through the window?
Yes, jump through the window. Yeah.
You're gonna play that. So you just said Roy Eldridge, just like.
Is there any other answer to that question?
That was on my list too. It was like, Sherlock, in my head.
I guess you and I are just twins separated at birth.
Except, awesome.
You except you're a twin awesome that can grow a beard, and that's.
Yeah, and it's 10 years older than you.
Yeah.
So, very weird twins.
Jump through a window, Roy Eldridge. Because this is used in a routine that a couple of international instructor Lindy Hoppers dance, and I watch this routine on a daily basis because it's awesome. So here it is. I hope you enjoy it on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. Christopher and I just spent the last little while there talking about how great Sky and Frida are.
Oh, they're my absolute favorite Lindy Hoppers of all time. I mean, just watching them, it's like watching poetry, and just the way they move is absolutely incredible. So, yeah, I mean, some of my biggest dance breakthroughs came from watching them. They've definitely been the couple I've emulated.
Yeah.
You know, if I had to be, we were talking about like which band, you know, living would you like to be stuck with on an island. For me, it would be the Kangalosi Cards. Unfortunately, they broke up as a band. And I guess if I had to be stuck on a desert island with one Lindy Hop couple, it would be Sky and Frida.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would probably have the same answer for Lindy Hop and couple. But I think for band, I would probably end up choosing something like, I don't know, Still Living? No idea, but if anything, like maybe Mozart's orchestra or something like that, I don't know, it doesn't matter. But yeah, so I'm giving the chord for music back to Krister, so he's going to take away some music, and what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear the Kangalosi Cards. So I just mentioned them. This is the band I wish, you know, if I could be stuck on an island with anybody, it would be this band. Gordon Webster, the Toronto native, we talked about him earlier, he moved to New York and joined up with this band. I'm not sure exactly how they formed, but he was a part of it. And unfortunately, they broke up as a band, but they put out an album. And if you can ever get your hands on it, I strongly, strongly recommend it. One of the amazing things about the band is the singer. You're going to hear her. She has a very unique quality to her voice. It's mesmerizing. Listening to her in person, it's just incredible. It's a voice like no other that I've ever heard. So we're going to do a little throwback to a song that Fred Astaire made popular, Puttin' on the Ritz, but we're going to get a very unique take on it from the Kangaloo Sea Cards.
Puttin' on the Ritz, the Kangaloo Sea Cards on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM.
Ha ha ha!
And welcome back to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM.
So that was the Kangalosi Cards, a fantastic band, and their take on Putting on the Ritz. And we also had one of my favorite musicians of all time, Sidney Bechet, and the song Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. That song is dedicated to my wife, Jamie Almond, and it's one of her favorite songs, and it's also one of our favorite songs to dance together to.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah. We just had an interesting conversation about Sidney Bechet. He was a fabulous musician. He's got the way he plays the clarinet, it's one of those very unique types of sounds, and you can recognize him almost wherever you go. Great musician. Rather unsavory person. He was known for his very violent tendencies and very over-the-top machismo-ism, or just he was this kind of macho-type guy.
That's a great word, yeah.
Machismo-ism, or I'm not even sure, I don't think that's pronounced
properly. I might try and work that into my essay when I get home tonight.
Ontario history and
yes. Sorry. To all my listeners, yes, I'm going home and doing homework after this. That's fantastic. It was a really good, it was a really good clarinet sound, really great horn sound. So we're just coming to near the end of the show now, and DJ Carmelo is coming on for some hip hop, and so I'm going to play a little bit of Jeff Healey now, and this is Mine All Mine from Jeff Healey on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM.
Won't you look this baby over? Tell me, don't you think she's fine? Oh, no, I want you to know she's mine, all mine. Get a load of those two dimples, and her kisses taste like wine. Oh, no, I want you to know she's mine, all mine. And if she didn't have a cent to her name, that wouldn't matter, 'cause I'd still love her the same. But her dad has lots of money, it'll all be hers in time. Oh, no, I want you to know she's mine, all mine, yeah. Doesn't matter, 'cause I still love her the same. But her dad has lots of money,
It'll all be hers in time. All the little dough, a big load of dough, will be mine, all mine.
That was Mine All Mine by Jeff Healy on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And we're just going to wrap things up here now. So, my name is Turlock Myers, and Krister Schaum, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
We had a really, really good time here listening to the music and talking about the music and everything. It was really terrific. So this was, I believe, episode 20 of the Swingin' Blues Radio Show, and it is now, it is December the 2nd, Friday, December 2nd, now that it is midnight, and I hope you enjoyed the show, and next week David Trin will be on the show. So, good night from Waterloo, and I will leave you with Cherry Point from the Solomon Douglas Swing Tet. Enjoy, and have a good night.